Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we're going to be talking about the power of gratitude. And gosh, there's just so much wonderful research and just really good stuff that's out there. So I'm going to go ahead and get our lovely ladies here. I've got them scooting up to the table. Miss Amy, how are you tonight?
I'm not feeling affirmed. Nobody's grateful for me. I'm very sad.
Oh. Okay, we're out. Here we go.
Somebody affirm me.
Affirmer, affirming. That's affirmative. Okay, Miss Elena.
So another
Elena,
part of
how
this,
are you
we're
tonight?
Going to talk about. We're going to talk about gratitude, and then bring Alana in, and we're going to also talk about with the five languages of love that the people who need words of affirmation, like myself tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We love, you know, I was waiting for that segue and it came a little early, but that's okay. Miss Alana,
you know,
Elena, how are you
premature.
Tonight? Sometimes you just have to take that segue and run. Okay, here we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
How am I doing tonight? I'm well. Very well.
Yeah.
We're you know, recovering over here from tonsillectomy last Monday, and so we're getting better by the day.
Things to be grateful for. Yeah. Good. So yeah, just as Amy had done a wonderful segue there. The last couple of shows we've had some really good conversations going on, and our food guru Miss Katie Fitzgerald did a great show. This last one was really talking about working with COVID and the power of touch. And actually, power of touch is one of the five languages of love. It's that physical mm-hmm. connection. So I really want to encourage everybody to go back to TC 494. That was actually was, yeah, 493 was the one with Katie about touch. And Katie is, she's got a master's in food as nutrition and all kinds of stuff. And she was going to talk about foods and things like that that you can do that assist in that whole process with that. So it's a fascinating conversation. And gosh, all kinds of great nuggets of things is for takeaways with all that good kinds of stuff. So Amy, you want to share another one of the five languages?
Well, the one we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to talk about all five over the next 4 weeks, but tonight will be the words of affirmation. And what that is all about is people who need, they feel appreciated by your words. And there's a flip side to that, which I think is really important, especially, you know, in the world we've got today, that, they, you know, they're really motivated when people say kind words to them and, you know, say, oh, what, you know, who help you see yourself in that light. But they also are really affected by insults or negative comments. So it's really good to know if a person that you're, how they're receiving love is through words. I mean, certainly words can hurt us anyway, but if that is your way of receiving love, it really cuts you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So just I'm gonna just review them real quick, and then we'll really dive into the other ones. There's acts of service. So mm-hmm. May I bring you a cup of tea, my darling? That would be like, you know, an act of service.
She's really got this English thing going on tonight. I'm not sure what to do.
I do. Before we came out in the air, I was like, hello, everybody. You know, I'm kind of doing that, Robin Williams. But it's all good. And then we have giving, the whole thing of giving. And we're actually going to focus on that a little bit closer to Christmas. I think that's going to be really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then Amy's doing the words of affirmation, quality time. I think that's going to be a great thing to talk about. You know, some people would say that's one of the gifts of COVID was all this quality time with one another. Mm. You know, we'll see how that all works out, right? And then talking about gratitude tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just to step back a second to how one thing we were talking about gratitude is one thing that Katie had shared on the last show was that when we're having all these Zoom meetings and seeing one another, even if you can't necessarily actually be in the same room and actually touch that person, if you can basically tell them how you feel about them and really come from that place of gratitude. Like, I just love you so much. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you're in my life. And
you can tell me.
You can tell me. Yeah. Well, we're not Zooming, so I don't see you.
Oh.
So it's not the same. No, not really. I'm just kidding. It would be very grateful about, you know, being my sister and how wonderful that is. And Lena's like the sister I never had. So I think that's really great, too. Just get these gifts from people who are.
Yes,
really
we have adopted
hearts,
you officially.
Yeah,
thank you.
We told you that already. I don't know why you're not remembering that. Whatever.
Elena Masevich-Frost.
There you go. Oh, that's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. That's a big mouthful. Wow. Yeah. But Katie had talked about that, how important that is. And I was listening to a meditation the other day, and it was actually working with your inner child. And they were just saying, you know, tell your inner child, you know, I greatly love you. I love you so greatly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, it really touched me in a place that I don't know. It was just this place of, like, really, like, I've never heard anybody say, I love you greatly. Isn't that great? I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was going to work this morning, my daughter was getting ready to go to her job, and I leaned in, I gave her a hug, and I kissed her on the forehead, and I said, I love you greatly. And she looked up to me like, aw.
She didn't say, are you dying, Mom?
No. Well, she was so sweet. She went, aw. And she goes, I greatly love you, Mom. You know, so it was just this, like, extra, you know, a way of being able to express that. Because, I mean, you know, in some ways I think we get kind of jaded with the whole, you know, I love you, you know. But when we can bring in another way, because this thing, you know, and I think it's a lot of it has to do with the intent and then coming from our heart when we say it, but just saying greatly. I love you greatly, you know. It just really brings
it
has
makes you
this
pay more
whole
attention.
New. Yeah. It just makes you know, let people like, huh? Greatly, what? She just said greatly to me. Oh, that's cool, you know. And I think it's that whole thing about shifting perspective. And I think that's one thing that really, when I was looking at just, there's a lot of great stuff on YouTube for looking at gratitude. And one thing I thought was really interesting, I was sharing with the girls before we got live, was that you can't have joy, you can't have gratitude without joy. So people think, oh, I'm a joyful person, therefore I'm grateful for things. It really works the other way around. It's more I'm grateful for my life, and I make it a practice. I make it a conscious practice, and then I will have more joy in my life. So it's just kind of a really interesting thing about being in a place of being able to see that. And along with that, it was that acknowledging the graces of my life, the gifts that I just take for granted. You know, one of the examples was this guy was talking about, you know, I have all these books available to me that I didn't have to write, that have knowledge and wisdom in it, that I basically just can take a little bit of my time to be able to appreciate that author and what they wanted to share. And I'm so grateful that, you know, that that's out there for me. You know, those kinds of things that it's those little things that it's like being grateful for the fact that you're in a traffic jam. Another guy was talking today about, you know, I'm grateful to be in this traffic jam because there's so many people that are wanting to go into this fabulous city just like me. And I get to be in that
city. And I really didn't want to be at that meeting anyway.
I am grateful for that. So, you know, or I have to get in to go to my meeting. Right.
Yes.
Or I have to get into a crowded elevator. Well, you won't want now well with COVID. But the example was I get into this crowded elevator, but yet, you know, I get to get in this magical box. This lifts me up 14 stories that I didn't have to go up 14 stories, you know, foot by foot and be able to take all these different kinds of boxes and stuff with me that just make my life so much easier. So it's all about being able to just broaden the perspective and really be looking from just this new eyes, these new ways of looking at things. So I'd love for either one of you to kind of share some of the things that you've discovered about gratitude that maybe you didn't know.
Well, do you want me to share my moment, or do you want me to share? Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do some soul food.
Yum.
So hopefully that's not trademark. But so David Steindl-Rast is he has a whole website, you know, gratefulness.org is his website.
Wow.
And he is a brother, let's see, a Benedict a Benedictine minister, or I can't remember what they're called, but that's
what. Oh yeah, I know what you're. Yes, a monk.
Yeah. So, but he had the most beautiful words, and I'd never thought of gratitude in this way, because you know we always say, "What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for?" Or you know, we think that those terms are so interchangeable. And this was so fantastic to me. This is a really shortened down version, and I will put out the actual full article on in our community group.
Oh,
but,
fantastic.
Yeah, it says, in a moment of gratefulness, you do not discriminate. You fully accept the whole of this given universe as you are fully one with the whole, he writes. In the very next moment, when the fullness of gratitude overflows into thanksgiving, the oneness you were experiencing is breaking up. Now you are beginning to think in terms of giver, gift, and receiver. Gratefulness turns into thankfulness. This is a different fullness. A moment ago, you were fully aware. Now you are thoughtful. Gratefulness is full awareness. Thankfulness is thoughtfulness. And so I thought, like that, like gratitude and like being full of gratefulness is just, you know, you are at one. You know, it's the whole of this, you accept the whole of this given universe and fully one with the whole. I love that. I mean, that is a much more peaceful place to be, right?
No, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then here he's, and it's not, and he doesn't, he's not saying that either one is better than the other. He's just saying it's different, you know? And, you know, thankfulness is definitely, you know, it's a thoughtful, it's more in the cerebral, right? And gratefulness more in the spiritual, it seems to me.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I really love that. Yeah, because part of the stuff that I had looked at for research, it was saying that it's actually something Tony Robbins had said. He says, you can't be angry or frustrated or have anxiety and practice gratitude at the same time. It's literally impossible. Because there's a shift in your perspective when you're angry as opposed to when you're from a place of gratitude and just saying, you know, what am I grateful for? You know, what do I have that, you know, what do I have that I'm grateful for? It just, you just change your mindset so quickly. So that, you know, that's one reason why I call the show, you know, Shifting Anxiety to a Positive Mindset, because it literally does almost simultaneously. So when you're practicing that, that's another reason why joy can come in so much easier, because you're knowing a way of being able to have that tool about looking at, well, gosh, look at that tree, or gosh, look at the grass, or gosh, look at that bug. You know, you automatically change into the present moment instead of getting yourself caught in the past or the future with something that would cause that anxiety or anger or whatever. You're being right here with yourself and with whatever is just immediately around you and coming from that place of awe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
More mindfulness in that, yes.
Yes, total mindfulness. It's totally in the moment, totally in the moment. How about you, Aim?
Well, as I've worked with a lot of people who have life-threatening illnesses, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of stuff is on your mind, right? And so one of the things I teach them how to use gratitude in a very pragmatic way, so when they're starting to feel anxiety, it usually happens, right, like at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, everybody else is asleep, and you're there with your thoughts. And so what I have them do is to not push them away, just say, okay, those are here. And take a nice deep breath, and then what can you be grateful for? I have a comfy bed. I have somebody next to me that really cares about me. I have love in my life, and you can maybe think about those people. And it's an energy. So being grateful is not just words, but also an energy. And like you're saying, when you're feeling grateful, other things just kind of disappear. And so... But it may take a little bit of practice, but what I find is you can really get yourself in that state, that energy of gratitude. It can overtake the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
It makes you that grounding. It's a grounding effect, right?
Mm-hmm. It can be. Yeah. It works really well for me. It's almost like you can't. They say, right? You can't. You're either in love. Or not, right? Love or fear. And if you can really get yourself in that place of love, you know, it just calms down the entire system.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff. Pretty fascinating. And then the neat thing is that, you know, it's tangible and then it does work. I think that's just so cool.
Well, then
that
that's
really
the thing. You don't
that,
have to
though.
Believe anything that we're saying. Is that we're, what we want to support you in doing is, you know, being with what we're talking about and how can I play with it and how can I see how it works for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It
works really good.
Exactly the same everywhere.
Mhm.
You know, and there's times when you're really in such a state, you know, and maybe you haven't gotten enough sleep. Maybe you haven't eaten like you should. Maybe, you know, things are just out of whack for you. And when people say positive things, it makes you want to, you know, go, ah, right, and go nuts. So part of it is like maybe, you know, not being overly affirmative or grateful when you're, you know, when you're in that state. I'll tell you one thing my husband pulls on me that works every time. That when I just, you know, I can be really agitated about something, somebody's done something or whatever. And for me, he's amazing. We've been together over 20 years. He's never called me a name. I can't say that I haven't. And I'll be in there, rah, 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 and he'll stop and he'll look at me and he said, I have a name to call you. And I'm like, yeah, what's that? Delicious. Okay, all right, fine. So it just, that totally disarms me. And I'm like, all right, clearly I'm being out of whack. I'm going to, like, you know, I start laughing, and I'm like, all right, can I really be present? What's going on? So sometimes it just, right, it gets to be too much. If somebody, one of the worst things you can do when somebody's out of whack is tell them to calm down. I think that's kind of the same thing. You know, if you start throwing, you know, gratitude and words of affirmation when somebody's not in that space, you know, get out of the way. It could be ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really true. So I'm going to jump into the flower power moment here. We were, Elena was asking me, and she goes, so what are we going to talk about? And I'm like, well, we're going to talk about the harvest, the color of yellow as that harvest, that beautiful harvest yellow color, you know, moving into Thanksgiving and in the fall and really coming from just that, you know, if you're familiar with the energy centers of the body with the chakras, that's your solar plexus, which is going to be right in the center of your body. So, you know, between your breast and then your root chakra. So it's that middle center right there. And really, if you look at it at an energetic level, that's basically where all energy comes in and out of the body. We're like this beautiful little vortex of the, like think of with a donut, look the way it looks where the energy comes in and out. And we just have this beautiful energy that flows out of us. But, it's all about personal power and being coming from a place of confidence and courage. And, you know, when you feel like, you know, it's like, you know, when it comes to like, you know, I need to listen to my gut, you know, what's your gut say when it comes to like a sense of something? It's that wisdom and that intellect that comes from just a different place, you know, and it's very different from your heart. Because like, if you listen to your heart, you're definitely having a different conversation if you listen to, you know, your gut wisdom. And I think that's something that's really interesting with that, because it's more about coming from a creativity that's really kind of sourced from the mind as opposed to sourced from just a bigger way of being able to expand yourself. And I think with coming from gratitude, it really helps us to be able to tap into that inner source that we have, because it's like the sunlight. It's that inner source of light that we have that really can hone us and help us to have the enthusiasm and joy and optimism that really what we're talking about when it comes to gratitude. And really looking at the things that, you know, the body's wisdom. There's just so much that we just take for granted that the body does for us. And, you know, even when it comes from, you know, illness and things like that, I heard from John Kabat-Zinn one time. He just said, you know, there's always more right with your body than wrong. Mm-hmm. And that your body knows how to be able to shift itself and heal itself and be in this place of just personal power. So as we being able to embrace that beautiful yellow, it's really an invitation to be looking at the way that the world expresses itself. I mean, look right now. I mean, we're totally in a golden yellow. But the fall leaves are coming. The grasses are turning that beautiful gold color. You know, look at the foods and things like that. Look at honey, how honey's got that beautiful gold color. Turmeric has got that beautiful gold color. There's all these things that are cues from nature of ways that we can really sustain ourselves and really give us the vitality and the willpower and the joy
that we're really seeking for ourselves and keep it to where it's an inside job. So I think that's something that we can be embracing when we're looking at that. So, you know, going to those beautiful colors within flowers and then just in nature in itself between foods and everything else, to really being able to have that much more of an enhancement of having it be, you know, we talked before on the show, the last couple shows, how this is the new year. You know, we're really, instead of having it be New Year's, it's really, this is the time for all these things to get seeded and things like that. I heard a gardener talking today about that, about, you know, this is the time that the vine goes so that the fruit can get sweet. So if you think of some of these different kinds of crops that are going out right now because of the frost and things like that, and things are getting cold, you know, the gourds and everything else that are out there that would be vine, you know, grown, they're giving an opportunity to no longer be tapped in that way and being able to be self-sustained and come from this new place of really maturing to a place where they're that much more sweet and that have a depth of taste and just quality for us to be able to have that as something that we can take into ourselves and being able to empower us to be that much more than we are.
And I've noticed that a popular color right now is the mustard yellow in fashion.
Uh-huh. Right. So it goes right along with that. It's like there's certain colors that you really can't get year-round. Gold, and that, you know, golden yellow is definitely one of them. It's just like getting plums with purple and things like that. Those are times, you know, right now is the time you're going to be able to find that because of those fall colors that we're seeing in nature is something that starts getting on the market when it comes to clothing and stuff like that, too. So that's interesting.
So any flowers in particular that would be good? This time of
chrysanthemum, sunflowers, marigolds. Marigolds have that more of a brighter, it's like that bright yellow. You know, we just got past the Day of the Dead. So it's that whole thing of celebrating shift and change. And, you know, marigolds are awesome because, I mean, you can literally take a flower of a geranium, marigold, and you could take that whole thing and spread it out into a field and you're going to have marigolds like crazy because every one of its petals is a seed.
Wow.
So it totally seeds itself, you know, when it comes to regeneration for itself. And that's the reason I think they're so popular for Day of the Dead, because it's just, you know, it's like a dandelion when it comes to being able to, you know, recreate itself when it comes to transformation.
Lineage really goes and goes and goes. Wow.
Yes, literally. And it's just got that beautiful vitality of orange, the way it expresses itself. So very, very cool.
You know, I just wanted to share one last thing.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
You know, you're talking, you know, we're talking, we have seasons, we have change, we have, you know, being aware. But one last thing from David Steindl asked was, somebody asked him, can you be grateful for everything? And he said, no, not for everything, but in every moment.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That really just, you don't have to be grateful for everything that's coming around you, but you can be grateful for every moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
in this moment,
you know, when you're going through something when somebody you love is not feeling well, that can be right. You know that Alana better than anybody right now. And of course I've had that with, you know, Ross at times. That it's like I'm, you know, you may be scared and you're like, how do I really make this happen? But I can be grateful for the moment and that I'm with them while still be very in anxiety that I can't do anything about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it because one of the people with that too, with that being in the moment, they called it a soulful window for our lives.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Lots of soul
food
tonight.
That goes right. Yeah, and you know, and it goes to, you know, one of the great things to be grateful for, you know, is, you know, here we're talking about moving up to Thanksgiving, is saying grace at dinner. And studies have shown that when you say grace over your food, it changes. The chemical composition of food actually changes because it's when you come from that place of, you know, setting it into a prayer, because there's all kinds of studies on prayer as well. That's the molecular structure of the food changes to benefit your body better.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Really.
Mm-hmm. It's not because it got colder because you waited so long.
Nope. It was in that. We were talking about the Instapot on the way before we did the show, and I was like, it's in that Instapot, and it's always ready, and it's always the right temperature.
That is so funny.
Sorry.
Except when you don't have enough water and then it burns. But,
no,
you know,
yeah.
That's a whole other show.
That's the down part. Yeah, that's a different conversation to talk about Instapot not having enough water. Mm-mm. No, we don't want to go there. So,
we're not going there at that. Wouldn't be grateful. Mm-mm.
So I would be grateful to share a few things of ways that we can have, you know, encourage people to be able to be practicing their gratitude. And, of course, the gratitude journal, you know, having a journal that you basically write in every day, you know, maybe a page a day of things that you're grateful for. And I really thought this was interesting. One person gave the analogy of it was 250,000 years ago that the caveman was doing drawings on their caves of things they were grateful for.
Hmm.
All the animals.
How do we really
all the animals
know that?
And relationships.
How do we really
all
know
because
that?
Cavemen, cavemen were so grateful that
okay.
they had so much joy in their lives that they were like, let me put this on the wall of a cave because this is awesome.
All
okay.
right.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll go with that.
But gratitude journals, I think, are just a really cool thing. Another one they had was the 1-2-3-4. So at 12:34 every day at after lunch, you would go ahead and think of three things that you're grateful for, and something new that you've learned. That was great.
And what
yeah,
I recommend
what have I learned?
Is I always keep a little journal or with me. I mean, like a little notebook and. Try to capture things real time instead of waiting. And how can I be grateful mm-hmm. in this moment, even like, you know, Alana's beautiful point that you may not be grateful about what's happening, but you can be grateful in that moment. And I think it's because, mm-hmm. you know, the practice and then it becomes a habit when you're doing it throughout the day.
Yeah. So, and I think it's really important to be willing to say it out loud. Because I think when you say something out loud, it really gives it a different place of ownership, and you hear it as well as everyone else around you when it comes to writing, in you know, those senses, to say it and express it. Mm-hmm. So are we ready for a mindful moment?
Well, I think we've been having a lot of really great mindful moments, and yes, we'll slide into, you know, right, the official mindful moment. Well, something mm-hmm. that is very significant for me that I'm not sure if most people really realize, but I'm going to give you an assignment to be looking at. So our mindful moment is about being gratitude, helping people feel affirmed, helping people to feel that you're grateful for them with your words. So something that is especially sensitive to me, when I say I love you to someone, I really appreciate when they say I love you back instead of mm-hmm. like it feels like gazoon-tight. When they say, I love you too, it feels like it lessens it. So
greatly.
What I always try to do.
I love you greatly.
You could do that instead of two. That would be great. So just mm-hmm. feel mm-hmm. what that feels like when you say, I love you, and somebody says, I love you too back. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an even energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to say? What's the proper way to say it?
Well, there's no proper way. I just want you to experiment. But instead of saying, I love you too, stop, mm-hmm. take a breath, take in that I love you they gave you, and then you can mm-hmm. stop and say, I love you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
But one thing you don't want to do is say, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
I will sit with it. And are you so, yes, aren't you lucky? That's a good one, too. Yeah, that would be, that might be a little obnoxious.
Well,
so,
and that's the comeback from the other person, you know, like, you know,
there you
yeah,
go.
Aren't you lucky?
So what I'm, yeah. so with words of affirmation is really taking in those words and the energy behind them and then mm-hmm. giving them, right, the words. And so I just want to give you, here's a, you know, a couple of other ideas, you know, when you want to share words of affirmation with another. And I want you to go, you can go online. All you have to do is Google 5 Languages of Love free quiz, and it'll pop right up. And I recommend that you take that quiz. For me, it's quality time. So we're going to be talking about that in a future show. But knowing, how I need to receive love, if you know that, then you can share that with people so you are more connected. So So here's some things that you can do. Is like if you know somebody really appreciates when you affirm them, you can, you know, take some time and saying this vocally, I feel loved when you. And so, you know, be take practice sharing how them sharing with you, I feel loved when you, I appreciate you when, I am proud of you when. So practicing that, because I think we talk in it's shorthand, or we just assume people care about us, or they assume that we really are paying attention. But, you know, nothing makes me happier than when somebody, I love being of service, I love helping, I love, collaborating with others. And I don't demand that people appreciate it or even say something, but when they take the time to specifically say, you know, it really meant a lot to me when you stopped and you wrote me that handwritten note. Like, oh, wow, somebody is paying attention. Do you know, like I had sent something to Alana, and she took a picture of it when she got it. And I was like, oh, that meant the world to me.
Yeah.
You know, because when I did it, I had in my mind's eye the smile on her face when she would receive it. And I was able to feel that smile by her taking that action. So the challenge is to stop and see what am I sending? Stop, allow them to receive, and then when they come back to you, stop and allow yourself to receive. So that's your homework assignment. And
there you go.
I love you greatly.
Yeah, baby.
I love you greatly.
Yes, I love. Thank you. I
see.
That.
See how
I
that sounds awesome?
That.
You like feel it. It's like palatable. Mm-hmm. I greatly.
The way you say it, so it's all good.
So it's just something that came across my. You know, it's always nice to have lovely ladies. I'm grateful for that. We can put it out there. I've just, you know, there's so many ways that we that spirit speaks and brings things to us. And to be able to share the way that it impacts us. And we know that it can be that much more of something sweet for another person. You know, it's that soulful window, window for us all to be able to embrace that and take that in. So thank you, ladies.
And thank you. And for me, it's really, I am so grateful for you, Robin. I'm so grateful for you, Alana. You both are such amazing people and bring so much to this table. I'm honored to sit here with you.
Thank you.
Then off we go. See you
there
next week. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Grateful for you all.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.